phone with us right now, you might know this song, 7 Years. It makes you think back to your youth, Trace.
Oh, it was a while ago for me.
Long time for you. Lucas Graham, we've got him on the phone live from Denmark. How are you?
That's exactly where I am right now. I am enjoying one of my holiday days on a small island in the Baltic Sea. Just right now standing in the last rays of sun before it dips into the ocean.
Sounds pretty chilled out. I'm glad you answered our call.
Oh, I'm glad you guys called.
Nice to be talking to you, Lucas. Now, your debut album was released in Australia last month, went straight to number one, 7 Years, the single. Over 162 million views on YouTube. How does that make you feel?
Well, it's kind of hearing about the distances you can drive in Australia, because I'm from one of the smallest countries in the world. There's 5.5 million people here, and it's a very densely populated country. The farthest you can drive is 5 hours, hit the ocean, in no matter which direction you go. So it's strange. It's very weird, especially since we've been dreaming about it and working towards this global expansion and being able to play our music in any country in the world. And now that it's happening, it's almost impossible to understand, if you catch my drift. It's something we've been dreaming of for so many years, and now we've got it, and it's just weird.
You do say you've been playing for a couple of years, and Australia's kind of really just got a hold of Lucas Graham and what he's all about. Where have you been playing since you've been playing?
Well, mostly actually only in Northern Europe, Scandinavia, Germany primarily. And after my father died, I began writing a new type of song. One of them is 7 Years, of course. But we wrote several others that caught the attention of the broader public outside of our little Scandinavian bubble. And yeah, I think people just really like the fact that someone is writing songs about real tragedy. It's not made up love songs about relationships that never happened. It's actually real love songs about a father that was there and about a family that is still trying to cope with the loss of that like big paternal figure.
Now, you're on your way down under for your debut Aussie tour. What have you heard about us? Do you need any help with our Aussie lingo?
I'm sure when I get down under that there's going to be a bunch of things. I have a cousin in Perth, so when I came back to Europe, sometimes she'd say stuff and we'd be like, so Claire, what? And she's like, oh, sorry, yeah, Aussie lingo. But yeah, I'm sure that there's a bunch of things we don't get yet. I still want to know why in the Monty Python sketch they all say Bruce.
Oh, what? I don't know. Do you know?
You're asking the wrong people. We don't know.
Dumb and Dumber.
Call the guys from Monty Python.
We'll put the call out before you get down under.
Definitely. There are a few things I would love to try, though. I would have to try and eat kangaroo and crocodile.
Oh.
Oh, I crocodile. Can say, I haven't tried any of it, have you?
You haven't had any crocodile?
No.
Oh, it's a bit like chicken kind of taste, like a chickeny texture.
Okay, that sounds pretty awesome. That's like a whale, right? Up here in the northern parts of Scandinavia, when you go further up from Denmark, you can get like whale burgers. That's like a fishy flavor with a meaty texture. It's like a tuna steak, but kind of like a real steak as well. It's very strange and very savory.
Maybe we could line up some kind of swap, Lucas. Like, you bring us some whale, we'll give you some croc. We'll find one somewhere for
we'll
you.
We'll look after you.
That's the new surf and turf, right?
Yeah, I think it's the new meal deal. Now, Lucas, you're from a very special small part of Denmark.
Yeah, well, it's a small neighborhood in the center of our capital. It used to be an army base, and it got abandoned in 1970, got squatted in 1971. So here we have one of the largest squatted settlements on the planet, at least in the Western world. And here we have around about 800 people living, no streetlights, at least not most of the neighborhood, no police force. When I was a kid, there wasn't a toilet and a bathroom in the house I grew up in. It kind of came in a little later when my dad had dug a sewer system. We take care of everything from child caring to garbage handling. We have our own little organic grocery store. We've got a building market. You can go and get everything you need to refurbish your house and keep everything going. We have concert venues and small clubs, a very legendary jazz club where we, as a band, started playing 6 years ago. So it's a place that you can't really find its counterparts anywhere in the Western world. You have to go to somewhere like South America and visit a favela in Rio de Janeiro or something to get this autonomous feeling.
We also read that you can't actually take any pictures in the town or only like have any cameras or anything like that, apart from you being the first person when you filmed Mama Said.
Well, you can take pictures all over the neighborhood. We've got a little street called the Pusher Street where people sell weed. If you take a picture there, they'll delete the photo. Back in the day, they used to like tear out the film roll and smash the camera and not a very fun experience. But if you just walk through the Pusher Street, take a couple of mental pictures, and then go take beautiful pictures of the stables with the kids riding around, or the lake where we've got like all the school kids go canoeing and learn how to sail it with boats and stuff. So, but yes, I have filmed 2 music videos in the Pusher Street because I'm from there. The guys who are doing the dirty business, they're my boys. When it happens, I'm filming, someone walks up and's like, "What the hell are you guys doing?" Then some big bad guy usually says, "Oi, get away from that kid. This is Lucas. If you don't know who Lucas is, maybe you should go home to wherever you're from." "Sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't know he was someone to be respected."
It sounds like you've got some serious street cred there. Now, Lucas, you're coming down for a couple of secret shows. Any word on a big full-blown tour?
I would love to come back, especially since I've got family down there. My big sister traveled around Australia for 8 months working and just seeing the place. And I never really got to travel the world in more than South America before suddenly, smash bang, I had what they call a career and a grown-up thing to do. So yeah, I'm definitely going to come down under, spend some time. And I just don't know when. Right now, my schedule is booked out so much that even I am dizzy. I think my calendar is about to throw up. Stuff has been written in it.
Well, make sure you get some space in there to fit Australia on your next tour. Lucas Graham, love chatting to you this morning. We love the new track, Mama Said, and we're still loving 7 years. We're still playing out here on hits, aren't we, Trace?
I wish you'd stop singing it, Bryce.
Yeah, love it. Lucas Graham, thanks for the chat, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. Say hi to you when we come down under.